1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Ben. Hi, Ben.
I'm worried about my little grandson. He has constipation very badly, and it bothers him. It hurts. I'm not sure if his doctor's been doing anything good for him or not, because it seems to me like this problem has persisted over the last year or so.
Well, the constipation with a child, it's definitely good to be with a pediatrician and go with what they say, but there's a lot of things that can be causing it. I mean, for the biggest part, obviously, is diet. He may have issues with grains, like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, you know, kind of flour-based foods. And it could also be an issue with dairy products. A lot of times they can be a pretty strong culprit with constipation. So, you know, again, it's one of those things of checking with a pediatrician, making sure they haven't changed around anything. I'm sure they've come up with several game plans. If not, you might want to look at those two types of foods and work something out where you get a dietitian and they kind of work around with elimination of the different foods and then adding certain things back in. And, of course, plenty of fiber is good. Probiotics can be helpful as well. Probiotics are phenomenal as far as constipation goes. A lot of times it's the bacterial flora. If he's had a lot of antibiotic treatment for whatever reason, infections of any kind, then that can make a big difference. So I would just get that checked out and look at some of those different options for him to work with. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Find us there. Any information that you're missing on the show, or if you didn't get to write it down, always go there as well. And our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area. And we get questions about this all the time. You know, what can I find someone in my area that really believes the way you do, that talks about this nutrition kind of lifestyle type care, helps me get more on a fitness plan, health plan, nutrition plan. These lifestyle providers we have are growing in our network. They're all around the country. So probably in a city where you live and listening to the show, we have team members there along the way that can help. A lot of people deal with COPD. That's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Big deal. Causes scarring in the lungs. The thought is that it's not really curable, that it's a slow downhill slope. Well, here's some great news about COPD. If you know someone that suffers with it, or maybe you do yourself, there's a lot of great lifestyle factors you can do to support this. So I'm going to get into it just a little bit. And it's talking about exercise, how strong of a component is as part of the treatment plan for this COPD. So it increases an overall sense of well-being. Of course, it does that for all of us. But when you exercise regularly, you'll enjoy less shortness of breath and better quality of life. Barry Blake is a physician, a pulmonologist and co-director of the COPD program at the National Jewish Hospital in Denver. And he's a professor of medicine at the University of Colorado. He says, get moving. Regardless, it's going to help you breathe better. So getting started, they say, before they start, of course, COPD patients need to see their physician and get approval, all that kind of jazz. But if you don't know where to start, your doctor can get you to a respiratory or physical therapist that can get develop a program that works better for you, depending on all your capabilities and availabilities. For COPD patients, they recommend strengthening program of major muscle groups and an endurance program for cardiopulmonary exercise. So a physical therapist in the program or in the study mentioned that. Many COPD patients center their rehabilitation program around exercises like walking, water aerobics, or riding a stationary bike. But the key is lower extremity aerobic exercise, said Make. Walking is probably the most important exercise to do, and there's also stretching and strengthening exercises. So you can manage your symptoms also while you're working out, they said. In addition to carefully selecting your exercise regimen, your prescribed medications can help control shortness of breath and other COPD symptoms that may occur when you exercise. Your doctor can help you decide what medications to take as well. And COPD patients use these bronchodilators before they exercise. And, of course, the PT in this study said, yeah, that's okay to do. And here's some workout tips they also listed out, which I think is pretty cool for people that deal with COPD. Number one is warm up, okay? 5 to 10 minutes warm up to get your heart and muscles ready to go at a slow pace. Get on a treadmill and just start walking, or get on a stationary bike and start to pedal. Breathe, that's a big one. This is already a restriction if you have COPD. So really focus on the lung capacity and that deep breathing. So sometimes people tend to hold their breath when they're exercising, so concentrate on your inhalations and your exhalations when you exercise. Pursuing your lips when you breathe, you know, just really, really get those deep breaths going in. Another one is get a partner. Always good to have a partner when you exercise that can help you keep you accountable and keep your intensity level up. Cool down and stretch. Balance out your exercise program with a few minutes of gentle exercise to cool down, followed by a stretching session lasting 5 to 10 minutes and stretching all of your major muscle groups. Also, listen to your body. Don't push yourself too far. If you experience dizziness, weakness, heart palpitations, extreme shortness of breath, or pain while you're exercising, stop immediately and call your doctor. Exercise can be an important part of the staying healthy program for COPD patients, with a few precautions that people struggle with. But for the most part, physicians are pretty excited about the findings about exercise and COPD and what it'll actually do for your overall health. Pretty interesting there, to say the least. Talk about some healthy foods that will boost your energy as well. Almonds are one of the big ones. One of my favorites, actually. Can boost your metabolism. And they're standouts among healthy foods that contain important nutrients like magnesium and vitamin B, which are really good at converting food into energy. Research shows that people with low magnesium levels tend to tire more quickly during exercise due to magnesium's role in energy metabolism, explains Rachel Berman. She's a dietitian, and the author of this. But insufficient B vitamins, they say, can lead to quite a bit of fatigue, irritability, and poor concentration. Very, very true. All those fruits and vegetables, that's why the servings are so important, because you get so many nutrients out of those, specifically the B vitamins. Here's another health food that can boost energy, believe it or not, air-popped popcorn. Your body thrives when you fill up on the whole grain carbohydrates listed with fiber. Go with the organic kind. It's quite a bit better. Use coconut oil and sea salt, and you'll be on your way. Salmon is another one. It isn't called the brain food for nothing. Salmon owns the moniker to the omega-3 fatty acid pool, and the nutrients have been found to improve memory and reduce depression, as well as boost energy and mood. So according to a review of brain foods in the journal Nature Reviews Neuroscience, studies on seniors and children alike have found positive brain effects from these health foods, like salmon, and of omega-3 fats with other nutrients. So salmon is also a rich source of protein, which promotes muscle building to keep the body functioning at its best. Pretty cool. Bananas, another one. They're pre-packed, in my opinion, loaded with fiber, B vitamins, and potassium, which are all really good for sustaining energy. These are great. I like bananas before and after workouts. So bracketing your workouts are really good. And if you're not worried about the inflammation, because they're a little high on the sugar side, they're really good at bracketing. So a little bit of whey protein 30 minutes before a workout with a banana, and then directly after, is a great way. I do that quite a bit. So it's an easy thing to pack with you. And those organic bananas are amazing. We'll talk about some more health foods when we come out of this break. And also go back to the phones to answer your questions. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to go to Randall now. Hi, Randall.
Yes, I take a lot of vitamins, herbs, minerals, try to eat healthy. Most of my vegetables and my food and vegetables and fruits, but a little problem sometimes, my feet burning the bottom of them, and sometimes a little ache in the bottom of my feet. I wonder if there's anything I can do to help you.
Okay. Well, the burning of the feet is a neuropathy, and it can happen from multitude of ways, I guess. One of the big ones is with potential blood sugar issues, stress levels, things like the adrenal glands getting really tired. They can cause some of that. Now, that's a lot of more, I guess, the alternative medicine side of things that they would look at it that way. However, if you look at it from just more of a structural perspective, overuse could be the reason of it. Down the burning, the nerves coming from the lower back, L4, L5, can drive down into that area, in that region, specifically the lower part of the back. So that's one of the reasons I would look at maybe a chiropractic physician. Osteopathic physician could be quite helpful. And, you know, just a couple of ways to really build and make sure that you're getting the structural side covered. Now, from a nutritional perspective, a lot of things can be done. One of the main things you want to do is make sure you got plenty of vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, or called pantothene. All of that can be quite helpful. And your omega-3 fats are really important. Also, magnesium, which is very depleted in the soil and our foods right now, magnesium is extremely important for that sort of thing. So I would look up some of that, do some research on it, and keep us posted. All right, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also check us out online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Tackling underarm sweat with confidence. That's kind of a big deal. Excessive underarm sweating, along with sweating too much from other parts of the body, like the hands and the feet, is a condition known medically as hyperhidrosis. And it can be a little inconvenient, rather, beyond the physical sensation. But what's the deal? Excessive sweating can be socially disturbing at best, but it has a huge psychological impact. They're saying now excessive underarm sweating can damage clothing and create embarrassment, of course, for some. But there's ways to reduce the excess of sweating. So what do? Wear extra layers of clothing? Well, that's kind of frustrating, I'm sure. There's a physician, Dr. William Huang, at Wake Forest University in, of course, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He said also you can do a couple of things from a naturopathic point of view. And one of the things, over-the-counter prescriptions, they say you want to avoid antiperspirants containing aluminum. Oral medications, they say certain medications, they can actually, there's medications that can block the sweat glands. Not really a good idea, in my opinion. Okay. Injections with a botulism type A is pretty standard of care. Microwave thermolysis can be done, etc. But one of the other things, like I was going to say, from the naturopathic perspective, or more from a natural perspective, is a couple of things. Number one, you've got to look at the adrenal function for one reason, because of fluid balance in the body. A lot of times people have low sodium levels and higher potassium levels. Check your fluid balance. Check your sodium-potassium balance. Check with your physician on that too, and have them run some tests. You can run a simple little blood test that can check multiple ways that they can figure that out. There's a couple of things you can do to really, really help. Now, surgery to remove the sweat glands is kind of the extreme, but it is one of the standard of care with something like this. A lot of times, dermatologists face this all the time. They get these questions quite a bit, but when you manage the excessive sweating, you've got to look at the nutritional deficiencies first. Have someone evaluate that at some level. Really, really important. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And also, don't forget mywellnessproviders.com if you're looking for a health and wellness type practitioner in your area. All right, we're going to Paul now. Hi, Paul.
I have a pore on the side of my nose and my skin that has opened up about 6 months ago and will not clear up.
Well, if it won't clear up, definitely want to look at traditional treatment. And the reason is because if it is an infection at some level that is preventing that, you want to get that treated. And, you know, one of the best ways to do that, depending on what it is, is probably with some form of antibiotic therapy. Again, depending on what it is, may not be the issue, but at least someone can take a peek at it, and I would definitely have someone look at it. Now, the other option, too, is there's there's some things in the, more the natural side. There's a black salve, which is a kind of like a putty substance. There's mud packs that can be done with that. But again, you got to kind of pick your treatment. Me, personally, I would go more on the traditional side of that as well, if it just wasn't clearing out. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to play around with something like that. You want to make sure that it gets knocked out and gets handled in, you know, the best manner possible. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can go to the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Check us out there as well. Some tips for weight management. A couple of things can be helpful. Get away from the TV when you eat. They say that calories increase by about 25 to 30% when you sit in front of the tube while you're eating. Also, look at the relationship between depression symptoms and your food. Unlike smoking, you can't quit eating, so find a new way to look at your food. Look at it as fuel instead of something for your emotions. Take it slow, too. People with depression often feel overwhelmed with life. So having a small incremental weight management goal is very important. So the sugary drinks, for example, eliminate them. Start one little thing at a time and start pulling it out of your diet and changing your lifestyle habits. That's what it's all about. It's about modifying your behavior to reach your goals that you're looking for. That is the secret. But it's having the discipline to be able to do that as well. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Whatever you're struggling with, doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the one thing you don't want to lose is hope. And in the middle of it, if you're looking to drop weight, get fit, feel better, have more energy, the reality is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you've made poor choices in the past, you can make brand new choices now in the future that can lead you to your goals. On this show, that's what we want to help you do. We'll be right back. America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Listening to the best and healthy talk radio. Going to the break, talking with James. James has been dealing with a couple things. One, struggling with a health challenge called diabetes. Many people know what that is, where the body can't handle blood sugar very well. And insulin begins to slow down its production. And, of course, we're going to have issues with rising levels of blood sugar. So a person has to take things like metformin, glucophage, to increase the receptors in the body. So, anyway, James is dealing with periods or bouts of loose bowels, diarrhea, and it kind of fluctuating back and forth with solid stools and loose stools. And we were talking a little bit, James, just about some of the issues. And I want to talk to you about just some thoughts. And who kicked around the idea of IBS? Your wife, your sister? Who said that? Your wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that when you're dealing with something like IBS, loose stools and whatnot, you always have to look at the diet first. Because inflammation starts in the digestive tract and it will show itself all over. And it's so important to make sure that you get things cleared up in there first. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that, about gut health, getting the gut where it needs to be. Several things you can do. One is you want to cut out all flour-based foods from the diet completely. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all that needs to go. If it's got flour in it, it needs to go because of gluten, which is a protein in there that can really cause a lot of inflammation within the body. The other is cow's milk, dairy. So cheese, milk, yogurt, any of that from the cow's dairy side should be avoided for a period of time, and then see how the body responds. Because the gut tends to have a pretty strong ability to heal and do very well if the irritants get taken out, whether it's from the diet or the environment or wherever. So something to consider as you're going through that process. The other thing, when you're having these types of issues, probiotics are really good. And probiotics are the opposite kind of antibiotics. Antibiotics go in and they wipe out all the bacteria. Well, there's some good bacteria that our body needs. And the probiotics, pro means good, actually adds and puts the good bacteria back in the digestive tract so we can function and the gut can function at the level that it needs to. You can absorb and digest nutrients like you need to. So it'll be a great thing to look into. And you can get that at your local health food store. So there's a lot of great tools you can use to go from where you are to where you need to be, so to speak. And I don't think you're going to be stuck there. I mean, you've already been to the doctors. They've done their test, and no one can really tell you what's going on, right? I mean, wouldn't you say so? I mean, have you been, and everybody's just kind of scratching their head?
That's what it seems like to me, because it doesn't matter. Because I've seen times where it doesn't matter what I eat. It just runs right straight through me.
Yeah.
I could drink water. You know, an hour, 2 hours later, it comes right straight through me.
Yeah, and I would make sure, in the meantime, if they haven't done a stool sample of some kind, that they would do that. Now, obviously, I'm sure they've done blood work and checked all that. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be a parasite. It could be several different things. It could be a certain bacteria that you're dealing with that's been there and that is just now kind of rising its ugly head. I mean, there's a host of things. So just as long as your physician has done multiple tests to figure out and narrow down what might be the issue, then, you know, I mean, obviously eating and changing your dietary habits and the things we talked about, those things are pretty much a given. Go to Carolyn now. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Well, I've been dealing with toenail fungi
mm-hmm.
for over, I'd say, about 12 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have been going to what the gal is certified, Teddy Meddy. She claims this is a certification. And she cleans my toenails really well. And she had prescribed a spray and a mousse for my skin on my feet, but a spray for the toenail fungus. And I've been going to her for, gosh, over a year, almost a year and a half now, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I've been very faithful, you know, putting the spray on. But talking with different ones, they say that it is from the gut, in other words, the diet.
Right.
I'm asking, can you help me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just
yes.
got your book, by the way.
Oh, well, great.
A friend of mine listens to you on the radio, and I do also when I get a chance, but ordered your book and ordered the book for her, and we're gonna go through it together. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great way to do it, to always be able to do something like with a friend or someone. It's just really great. So thanks. That's really great. It's going to be a real asset to you, I think, and I hope it is a blessing. When it comes to something like a toenail fungus or even a fungus in the body, regardless, you always want to clean out the gut. You're right. It, no matter if it shows itself in a toenail or wherever, you always go to the gut first and clean out the digestive tract. There's a couple of supplements that work really well, just so you know, internally. You've got to do some things externally. And because toenails are slow growers, there's some patterns of things you can do that can be very helpful. But you may not see a benefit for 2 months or so because it takes some time for it to kill off the fungal infection and then for the toenail to either fall off and regrow or it'll just kind of grow itself out. So just realize that up front. But wormwood is really good and black walnut. They're both very, very good at cleaning out parasitic infections or fungal infections within the body. With the black walnut, typically, the old adage is that you can pretty much take that most of the time and it's pretty easy on the system. With wormwood, though, a little bit different. They usually say 14 days on, and dosage just depends on what brand you get. You know, when you go to the health food store, whatever they have, every label's going to have different ways of taking things. But the wormwood, the kind of the adage is 14 days on, 7 days off. And it gives your body kind of a chance to break and it actually allows it to function better. And it's been used for a very long time, very old remedy, quote unquote, and it's very good for clearing out the body of those type of infections. So just something to look at, something to consider as you're looking into all of this. The other thing is using things like oregano oil, cutting down all the gluten and cow's milk, dairy in your diet. So any flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, cow's milk, dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, all that kind of thing. So several items that you want to look into to make sure you clear out from your diet to get your digestive tract where it needs to be so that you can get yourself where you need to be. And as far as soaking the foot, which this is kind of what I was going to get to, vinegar, 3 to 5%. Anything over 5% can cause you to potentially almost have an over acid type feeling to the skin. It might even not really burn the skin, but have a burning sensation. So 3 to 5%, that's typically the level of vinegar that you can ingest, like apple cider vinegar or the vinegar that would be at your grocery store. Okay, but soaking that 15 minutes twice a day, if you can, does wonders because the vinegar is so thin that it gets into the pores and it helps kill off the bacteria externally. And then also one thing that works very well is echinacea and putting the echinacea powder in with the vinegar. So you can either get it in a powder form, you can get it in a tea, so you drop the tea bags down in there. You could actually get the capsules and pop open the capsules within the vinegar, and that can be very helpful. So, I mean, there's several things that you can use to kind of get that system in motion, but it does work, but you got to wait it out. Don't think you can soak your foot in vinegar and next week your toenail is going to just be completely healed. It just doesn't work like that. So a couple things to look into that I think can help your situation. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? You're listening to the show and you're thinking, huh, who is this guy talking about all toenail fungus? And the next minute he's talking about diabetes. Well, we're doing things that we can on this show to help you because this show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And that's what we want to do. We want to help get you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. And that's what this show is. It's for you and it's about you. Right now, let's go to Pete. Pete, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Asa, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well. What's going on?
This call isn't for me. It's for a friend.
Okay.
Had some pretty grim news yesterday. He woke up and just wasn't able to swallow. Kind of weird. Well, long story short, he's got esophageal cancer, and it's pretty advanced. And they said something like 6 weeks to a month, or 6 weeks to 3 months. And he said, what I'm calling you about is the chemo. Is that they want to give him chemo for 6 weeks, and then that's what the doctor offered, chemo for 6 weeks, and that's about it. And is it really worth it? I mean, is it going to help that any quality of life you've got left?
That's a great question. And I think that you could even ask an oncologist. First of all, the oncologist is telling you what treatment options are available. You know, and it is going to be up to your friend to make a decision about the quality of his life. Certain cancers, depending on how aggressive they are, what stage they're in, and it sounds like it's stage four, Let's do this. I'm going into commercial break right now, but I will tell you that cancer, esophageal cancer, there are several options. But when it gets down to treatment versus quality of life, that's another discussion, and we'll tackle that in just a moment.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Serrata, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. And that's the amazing thing. Check us out, drasa.com. Also, Facebook and Twitter. Jump in the social media world. Become a part of it. A lot going on. Coming up. Forget we got the Step Out Walk for Diabetes, which is amazing. The American Diabetes Association, I'm a huge, huge fan of the organization. Just because diabetes has now really become an epidemic in our country. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed right now with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering, if you think about it. And so we have to do something. And the organization is doing incredible research, especially in the Nashville area, at Vanderbilt, they're doing some incredible research for type 1. I mean, unbelievable research. It's just incredible. And there's some of the people on the research team over there, and it's just incredible the things they're coming out with. Coming down the pipeline for diabetes, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Bed bug bites.
Bed bug bites. Okay. Don't let them.
Bed bug bites.
Right.
Well, they got me about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots. And wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
You talked to anybody about it or no?
I saw the general practitioner about it. He'd given me some kind of bizarre antibiotic that the pharmacist warned me about taking calcium with.
And which one is it?
I can't remember.
Doxycycline?
Could very well be.
Yeah, it's strong. Okay. Well,
and I also had some kind of a steroidal cream to go on there, but still lingering.
Yeah, still lingering. All right. Here's the deal. Well, once you've had the bed bug bites, I mean, obviously, you can do the antibiotic, and if they're inflamed, it may help. Another option, if you want to go completely natural, is you can look at ionic silver, astragalus, both of those together, and just follow the directions on the label. They work well. And then also, you can look at high levels of vitamin C, over 5,000 milligrams a day. But I'll tell you this, that for future, if you're worried about the bed bugs, a B complex, actually, with any kind of bug or insect, anything, it puts off an odor from our skin. And literally will repel any bugs. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then the more coffee you drink, it elicits a response. The acid in the coffee combines within our skin and creates an odor that attracts bugs. So if you're a coffee drinker, and I mean, remember, a cup of coffee in the morning will still be sticking with you through the biochemistry of the body throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're a coffee drinker, it can actually attract insects, bugs, all that sort of thing, to your skin. So that's something you definitely want to be careful with, because bed bugs, I mean, again, it's it's a challenge, but it's definitely not comfortable, and I'm sure definitely not a lot of fun. But I'll get started on some of that and let me know. You might want to consider the antibiotic just to go through it for the period of time that your physician talked to you about, because it probably can clear up a lot of the bites. I'm sure they're driving you crazy. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Ian from Dallas, Texas, writes in an email, says, I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. And this is one I get all the time. So hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. He's saying, doctor, so what can I do? Should I take the medication? Well, it all depends. So if your doctor has diagnosed you with hypothyroidism, which is hypo means low thyroid function, if they've diagnosed you with that, that means thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. Obviously, it's slow. And they probably put you on Synthroid or levothyroxine, one of those. And depending on how your body responds, remember, in those medications, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But, you know, the key is, do you want to be on that medication forever? Is that what you really want? Well, you got to be careful with that. Because with levothyroxine, Synthroid, and that sort of thing, you short period of time, the Band-Aid is always okay. But what caused, here's the question. What caused the thyroid to break down in the first place? When you're looking at the thyroid gland, you have to step back and say, okay, why 10 years ago is my thyroid working great and it's not now? So there's a lot of ways you can increase thyroid function. Organic iodine is the number one trace mineral that our body needs for the thyroid gland. And it's real important if you don't get enough iodine, meaning if you don't eat much seafood and that sort of thing, then you do need to probably supplement with it, especially if you've already been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. It's pretty simple. You want to get some organic iodine from the store, from the health food store, and just follow recommended dosage. Men do not need more than 150 micrograms a day, and women don't need more than 450 micrograms a day. So those are a couple of things that you could look at. And when it comes to thyroid function, there's several things too. Tyrosine amino acid is really good. Coconut oil, believe it or not, works great. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will increase thyroid function. Stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even salads. It's from the cabbage family. Be careful because those foods contain components in them that will naturally slow down the thyroid gland. You got to be careful with that. You want to make sure you go real easy. There's a lot you can do to support thyroid function, and that's what you need to focus on. Then, as time goes by, and they're doing the blood work every 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever they're doing with you, they'll start seeing the thyroid function increase, and then hopefully you can come down off the medication. And that's the one thing you want to be careful with. That's another hour in the charts. So I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Fuquay, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, a man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.